This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau and Ireland's top legislative executive, or Taoiseach, are taking heat on both sides of the Atlantic for talking on friendly terms about abortion in Ireland, something contrary to Ireland's very constitution. Ireland's Leo Varadkar seemed to stress pleasing his Canadian counterpart by telling all who would hear that an abortion challenge will again be presented to Irish voters next year. Despite promises and predictions from opponents of President Trump, pro-life candidates have won all five special elections this year. This November's Virginia election for governor between an abortion-friendly candidate and a pro-life candidate still looks too close to call, especially when one considers pollsters' bad luck lately in making predictions. And the 2018 election shows conservative groups opposing Republicans like Pennsylvania's Charlie Dent, one of two House Republicans to vote against defunding Planned Parenthood. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, abortion advocates say an Ohio bill is wrong for hijacking or stealing disability rights arguments to ban abortions that target Down syndrome. And a Baptist pastor in Iceland is arguing against a pervasively atheistic ethic, making Down syndrome children desirable only after death. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.